And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 19th of May, 2011. It's the birthday of the novelist Jodi Picoult, born in Nesconset on Long Island, 1966, author of 18 novels, most recently Sing You Home. Jodi Picoult, who said, "The reason that I kept writing is because it's a lot easier than teaching 8th grade English." It's the birthday of the playwright Lorraine Hansberry, Chicago, 1930, who wrote Raisin in the Sun for Broadway, a play about a black family in Chicago. Screenwriter Nora Ephron, born New York City, 1941 today. Her screenplays included Heartburn, When Harry Met Sally, Sleepless in Seattle, You've Got Mail. Nora Ephron, who said, "Be the heroine of your life, not the victim." It's the birthday of Johns Hopkins, born on a tobacco plantation in Anne Arundel County, Maryland, 1795, earned his fortune in the dry goods business, also bottled moonshine, earned a great fortune, and left his money to found the Johns Hopkins University and the Johns Hopkins Hospital. It was on this day in 1897 Oscar Wilde was released from Reading Jail, where he'd been sentenced to 2 years hard labor for homosexual offenses. He'd had a romance with a young Oxford student named Alfred Douglas, who introduced Oscar Wilde to the underground world of gay prostitution in Victorian London, which Wilde found dangerous and thrilling. He said it was like feasting with panthers. The danger was half the excitement. He served his 2 years in prison, was released on this day in 1897, left right away for France, where he wrote his final work, The Ballad of Reading Jail, and died 3 years later, alone and penniless, in a hotel in France. And it was on this day in 1962, Marilyn Monroe gave one of the last performances of her life. At Madison Square Garden in New York, she sang Happy Birthday to President John F. Kennedy, who would turn 45 on the 29th of May. Monroe arrived late to the event wearing a flesh-colored dress covered with rhinestones, a dress so tight it was sewn onto her. She sang it in a sultry voice. She sang, "Thanks, Mr. President, for all the things you've done, the battles that you've won, the way you deal with U.S. Steel and our problems by the ton. We thank you so much." She died that August. Marilyn Monroe, who said, "If you're going to be two-faced, at least make one of them pretty." Here's a poem for today by Jonathan Green, Summer Trips. As a child sequestered in the back seat on a long journey, exiled in one's own world, a refuge, deep sleep, naps, ice cream stand oases after a long stretch of highway. In the front seat, the troubles of the world, treaties with foreign nations, domestic squabbles with aunts and uncles, at times at a whisper, classified information. A whole year of work brings us this week at the beach. The devil's bargain parents made, a contract that renews every time. Weary after the 9 to 5s, they unlock the front door. Summer Trips, Jonathan Green, from Distillations and Siphonings, published by Broadstone Books and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. You can read the current issue of Poetry or listen to the monthly Editor's Podcast at poetryfoundation.org. And by Novo Nordisk, since 1923, committed to diabetes care and areas of unmet medical needs at novonordisk-us.com. Produced by Kathy Roach and Nick Vedder. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.